Lots of Olympic trials now ahead of the games in Tokyo next month, the swim trials in Omaha this week, the gymnastics team trials next week in St. Louis. And in Eugene, Oregon, races start tomorrow to pick the U.S. track and field team. A concentration of elite training groups has turned the Pacific Northwest into a factory of Olympians in distance running. The Northwest News Network's Tom Bonzi reports on why that is.
The track and field squad is the single biggest component of Team USA bound for the Tokyo Olympics next month.
Gentlemen, on your mark.
It's a safe bet based on recent results that a sizable portion of the U.S. Olympic running team will have ties to the Pacific Northwest.
Go, Max!
Strong showings at the recent Portland Track Festival gave a confidence boost to Olympic hopefuls who live in the Northwest. To be fair, many of the top American distance runners who train here aren't originally from here. Middle distance runner Vincent Ciotti moved clear across the country to join Nike Oregon Track Club Elite in Eugene, this when he turned pro after graduating from Virginia Tech in 2018.
Track Town USA is like a mecca for running. Like, I knew that OTC and being a Nike athlete came with, you know, great resources, like great physio, you know, good facilities to use. I knew that the new Hayward Field was being built, which was a big, big draw.
U.S. 1500-meter champion Craig Engels hails from North Carolina and competed in college for Ole Miss, but now calls Portland home. He trains with Coach Pete Julian's group based at the nearby Nike headquarters.
It's a tough adjustment if you come from somewhere else. Like, I came from Mississippi where it's sunny, and in the winter here it's real rough, but now I love it.
Nike sponsors two separate pro running teams at its main Beaverton campus. The second one is called the Bowerman Track Club. They recruited middle distance standout Elise Cranny from Stanford.
Growing up, like since high school and watching them compete, it was something that I was like, I really want to be there. I feel like I'll get the most out of myself because of like the team atmosphere and everyone pushing one another. So I think I was really hoping that that would be an opportunity, and I feel so grateful to be here and be training with these women.
The background for how the Pacific Northwest became a magnet and finishing school for future Olympians involves several big personalities and, of course, the deep pockets of the sportswear companies headquartered around here. Foremost, that's Nike, but also Seattle-based Brooks and Wazelle, both of which sponsor their own pro teams. Track and field beat writer Ken Goh watched the rise of the elite training groups from his perch at the Oregonian newspaper, from which he recently retired.
This all started because Alberto Salazar was at Nike and was distressed to see no Americans who were medal contenders or threats at the international level in the distances. Mm-hmm. It had been pretty much taken over by East African runners.
Salazar was a top American marathoner who went on to found the Nike Oregon Project 20 years ago. The goal was to bring respectability back to American distance running. Salazar is no longer coaching because of anti-doping allegations lodged against him. Another name Ken Goh credits is Vin Lenana, a former coach and athletic director at the University of Oregon. Lenana oversaw the establishment of the Oregon Track Club Elite branch in 2006. Goh says it's amazing to peek behind the curtain and see the resources the top training groups provide their chosen athletes.
Well, they've got everything. And they have underwater treadmills, they've got weight rooms, they've got physiologists, psychologists, weight coaches, you name it, whatever they want, whatever they need, they have.
Brooks Beast Track Club head coach Danny Mackey says the pandemic took a lot of those resources away temporarily.
And every group was affected a little differently because the cities were, you know, had different lockdowns. And so Seattle was really restricted. And so there was a point where we talked about going to a state that was really open just to be able to have, like, the training needed.
With things mostly back to normal, the Pacific Northwest-based training groups are now not only stocking the shelves of Team USA, but more than half a dozen foreign countries, too. That's by virtue of letting in top runners from places like Canada, Europe, Japan, and Australia. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi.